Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess.
Why'd you hire someone to poo-poo on a plan that doesn't involve building on your property? Are you going to shame them into, oh, okay, then we'll come back and we'll throw all this money into the place on the lake? That's what I thought. It's like, really? Cleveland's spending money to prove, in their estimation, that what the Haslams are thinking about trying to do won't work. Okay, then, Cleveland, what's your option? What do you got for me? What do you got? We're going to go back to the same place and we're going to throw hundreds of millions into a place that, though I think it's a fine place to watch a football game,
right?
Everybody appears to want more than that. All right, what do you got, Cleveland? What do you got?
What do you got?
Tell me, what do you have?
What do you got? You got a more expensive thing? Here's the first thing I thought of is I was like, okay, can we just put this thing to bed? Why is this thing taking so long? And I'm sorry, it's politics. That's why it's taking so long. Yeah. And we're going to sit here and cry about spilled milk. As far as I'm concerned, it's game over. This thing's moving to Brook Park. Like, I don't even know why the city would waste your money to do a study on what's going on here. I was like, oh, that's cute. Okay, sounds like an idea. But you've had years to do this.
It's all about taxpayer money.
Let's spend more on a study. Let's go do another study that's gonna you're shaming the people that want to spend money, and you had time, and how much money was the city going to give the Browns to continue to stay downtown? And now all of a sudden you're coming up with like this $8 billion dome idea where Brook Lake Park was. Well, where has that been for years? Like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. And it's like when I read the story and I was, you know, just kind of trying to think about, I'm telling you 100,000%, I wish they would build a dome stadium in downtown Cleveland. I will tell you that. I will tell you that 1,000 times over.
Sold.
But the city dragged their feet. The city doesn't want to give them any money. What do we do? Like, the city has other problems. The city is not in any kind of shape to be landlord to anybody. I mean, when's the last time, Jeff, you've seen more than two police officers? I take it back. Yeah, two police officers in the last 6 months downtown Cleveland when we're walking into work. I mean, come on. Where are you spending your money?
I came to a play last night. I don't believe I saw a police officer.
Nothing. But yet, are we all turning our back to some of the news stories that are going on?
That's not on the police department. There aren't enough of them.
No, there's not enough. Like, take the money you used on this study and pay for some police officers. Or, I don't know, invest in your people that are downtown. Or something. Why are you wasting money on something that's already, like, it's done?
I talked to a buddy of mine today about this, and he had a great line, and I agree with him. Instead of being threatened on stuff like this, why doesn't the city of Cleveland see this stuff as an opportunity? You have somebody who's willing to pony up some cash. Now, you can say what you want about the Haslams. Everybody has a different feel on everybody's ownership of a team. And you might not like the idea of a Brook Park. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to pony up a lot of money. Now, not all the money yet, but they're willing to pony up a lot of money to invest in our region. I mean, take a look what they have planned for Berea.
Yeah.
Let alone Brook Park. I mean, they're going nuts in Berea. And that's a good thing. And how about you sit down and you say, you know, you want to pay for half the stadium. And according to everything I've seen, they plan to pay for all the other development stuff. Wouldn't you think that at some point they just might end up getting private investors to go with them and just say, sorry, we got it. Goodbye.
I mean, my fear is that it's going to end up out of the county when this is all said and done. That's my fear is that it's going to end up outside of Cuyahoga County. We're there, I think that that's not and it's going to be, you know, if it's going to be paid by somebody else, like the city has zero argument. Like if the Haslam suddenly, like we have investors, we're just going to pay for the whole things ourselves. You know who's going to get crushed? Season ticket holders, because you're going to end up paying even more money. I watched this happen in Columbus. And I watched it happen with the Blue Jackets.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, what they wanted was an arena that was going to be funded by taxpayer dollars. People at Columbus said, no, thank you. We don't want an arena downtown. Meanwhile, look at that arena district downtown Columbus. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
People
use it all the time. They ended up building a baseball stadium down there. But what happened was when they built Nationwide Arena, they said, okay, we'll do this privately. And then you know what happens? Beer prices are through the roof. Tickets, and they had trouble down the road selling tickets because tickets were so expensive, because now ownership, which owns their own building, now has to make up the money there, and so there's no tax.
Which, of course.
I don't have any – like, if they want to pay for it on their own, that's – knock yourself out, man. But that means they can put that building anywhere they want, and if you want to toy around with this – with the Modell law, it doesn't even – if they want to pay for the stadium themselves, does that even apply? I don't think so.
I don't think it does either. So
when I read the story this morning, you know, and you brought up a point, I want you to be the city, and I want you to – or I'll be the city.
Okay.
You tell me why you want to move. You tell me why you want to – why are you moving?
Because I want to build a great facility and do something that would, A, make me money.
No, you should stay in Cleveland because.
Because why?
Because. The city sounds like a bunch of four-year-olds in this conversation. You're going to give me all these reasons, and the only answer the city has is because.
It just seems strange to me that rather it there seems to be less of a feel of cooperation the longer this thing goes. And
there's no cooperation. It's a divorce.
Well, it sure seems that way.
And it didn't have to be like this. That's the problem.
If
we had forward-thinking politicians, this wouldn't be this way.
If the Haslams do not want to put a facility and everything else that goes with it in the city, okay. All right. I get that. And, you know, the city, the thought is, well, we want to have all this downtown and it's going to hurt if we take people away. All right. Well, then enhance everything and make it better and help them and come up with land and come up with money, unfortunately. I mean, and if not, well, then, you know, let them go build a palace in Brook Park.
Yeah.
I mean, that it might actually hurt the city of Cleveland. I don't see how that hurts the region.
So let's.
And the argument that, well, you need a viable city of Cleveland or you're going to hurt the region. Okay. Does a stadium that you just use 12 times a year and throwing hundreds of millions of dollars back into that one, that helps the region? I mean, it's there now. Where have you been for 20 years?
Yes, I agree.
Where's the lakefront development around the stadium that we've been hearing about forever? It seems to just get in the way, doesn't it, Andy?
Yeah, let me go through some of this story from Courtney Astolfi, I think is who wrote this, for Cleveland.com. So
well done story.
We'll give you credit for what you did, obviously. So let's go through this. And it said... Let me start here. I'll start like third paragraph in. On Tuesday, City Hall fired back at what's going on. Mayor Bibb released an economic analysis conducted by Philadelphia-based Econosult Solution. There's nobody in Cleveland that could have done this study. I'm just curious. They had to go out and hire an outside firm outside of Cleveland.
Andy, they took the money out of the city of Cleveland?
Yes. So they spent money on a Philadelphia-based company to do this.
That's being a little...
Nitpicky?
Yeah, but still, it's kind of funny.
You're going to tell me there's no Cleveland-based company that could have done this study? None.
We wanted a non-biased approach.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right.
What if it had been a Brook Park company? Would that have been bad?
That casts doubt on the demand for such an entertainment district and raises questions about the overall financial viability. Cleveland.com saw a comment from the Browns, and since there's no other line, I'm assuming the Browns didn't comment, because the line just says, Cleveland.com saw a comment from the Browns, and then there's nothing after that. So I'm assuming they didn't respond. And so here's the, and then it goes in, here's a closer look at the findings from the analysis. So let's just talk about it. With a yearly average attendance of 642,000 fans at the downtown stadium, Cleveland economy gains at least $30 million each year through direct and indirect visitor spending. That figure includes about $14 million in wages and represents about 360 jobs, the report found. Okay? I buy that. Do you see anything wrong with that?
No.
Then it says, economists who study stadium financing...
You know, pay attention here.
This is hysterical. Economists who study stadium financing are skeptical of the accuracy of these kinds of economic impact studies, and they largely conclude that stadiums contribute little, if anything, to regional economies. But economists have found evidence that moving a stadium from one location in a region to another can transfer small economic benefits between areas, and that those transfers are largely in the hospitality sector associated with low-wage jobs. I don't see why, of the 360 jobs that are offered on current game day, let's just say game day staff, they still need game day staff no matter where they play, right?
And I would think those people could be Cleveland citizens.
And so why couldn't they?
I don't know, Andy.
I know, cross the border. I think, you know what the mayor should do? He should build a wall between Brook Park and Cleveland. Okay. That would be great. Economists who study...
Keep it on the rails here, dude.
Okay, I'm on the rails. Bibb's study arrives at a similar conclusion. It found that downtown Cleveland losses would essentially be Brook Park's gains.
Well,
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you had to pay a Philadelphia firm for that, huh?
I've got more on this. I want to keep reading through this because there's other stuff in here like... There's one line in here I'm just like, I don't think that's right. So we'll come back to that in a second. Your thoughts, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. The headline, Cleveland.com today, is Brown's Brook Park plan even viable? New City Hall report casts doubt. Can we just turn the page on this thing? Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
City would commission someone to try and shoot that down and yet not come up with a great other option other than throwing hundreds of millions of dollars in the old place.
Or billions for next door. Or billions for the old place. I mean, it's not hundreds, it's billions on all
of
these.
Well, the city would throw in hundreds of millions. And
would they? I don't know that the city wants...
That was the plan, wasn't it?
It's got to get by city council, and I don't know that city council was about to give the Browns any money on this thing either, from everything that I've heard and listening to our podcast.
Well, that's not what you want then, is it?
No, I mean, you need to... That you need people that want to be partners, right?
This is an opportunity right here. Don't poo-poo it. Enhance it. Embrace it. Figure it out.
Maybe I'm just being nitpicky on the story. There was one part of the story, Jeff, that said it was comparing, you know, like I always say, look at the events they get in Indianapolis, right? And that was one of the reasons why. Again,
there's our shining light. Well, we love Lucas Oil.
But the stadium is used 12 times a year, and the numbers that we set on top make sense, like 700,000 people coming downtown for this stuff. I get it. I understand it.
Where are they going to stay if you build a dome, Andy?
In new hotels, or maybe in the hotel at the airport you might build, which is City of Cleveland bed tax, right? Because the airport I checked, it's last time I checked, still in City of Cleveland, right?
People are going to stay in downtown Cleveland.
Yeah, it's like any event you see at the IX Center, where are those folks staying? Like, again, we had that huge autograph show that brought in all of these sports superstars, and it was hard for me to walk into work because they were all standing next to the hotel. The people that were working out there or going out there were at the hotel right next to us here downtown.
You scream, get out of my way.
I said, get out of my way, Jeff Phelps. You must not know Jeff Phelps. You'd get out of my way. There's one part of the story I'm just going to... Talking about concerts and events other than the Browns. Again, for me, this stadium thing is not about the Browns. It's not. It's about putting people to work. Now, people could get put to work.
It's about the Browns and making money. That's nice that you're sitting here.
It's real.
It's nice that you're sitting here and thinking of that. The big project is the Browns and making money, but also something that enhances our whole community. I mean, if they could figure it out downtown, Andy, I don't know. But think about what, I mean, our airport has issues, right?
Yeah.
You think this would help our airport too? The viability of the airport and maybe become
like
a bigger hub?
Yeah, if you want to have
I don't know. Maybe that's completely not the case. I don't know.
Maybe you have a convention the convention center can't handle, right? Needs a little bit more space. Maybe even the IX Center, right? Same kind of thing. So I just know that, and I'll give you a case in point. Remember when the Browns were coming back to life and they were deciding who the owner was? Where were the meetings? Do you remember where the meetings were to do that?
Out of the airport.
At the airport in Chicago.
Yeah.
Everyone flew into the airport, never left the airport, and left. No one did anything outside, and they just hung out, and that's where they decided the learners were going to get the team.
Bought a couple of cups of coffee, so the economic impact, about $14.
That's true. Oh, no. It was really expensive. It was $14.75 at that point. Okay. But one of the parts of this story was talking about how the Browns said that they might be able to host 50 special events beyond the NFL. And again, you know, The story or the conclusion that came out of the Cleveland.com thing was that that's not true. They're saying in 2023, Ford Field in Detroit had 12 big events. Indianapolis hosted 4. Minneapolis, their new stadium, had 6. And it also said all three regions have a larger population than the Cleveland area.
Think about our greater.
That's absolutely. I mean, that's a number skewed the way you want it to skew. So, like, if you want to talk about greater Cleveland and not include Akron Canton, then that is correct. But when you look at Minneapolis, they look at Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I think there's another major city in there too. Detroit also is more than just Detroit. Now, Detroit clearly is 100%, that's 100% correct. They have 4.3 million people in their metro area. Cleveland, when you look at Cleveland, Akron, Canton, we have 3.7 million people. When you look at these cities that they're talking about, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, and Detroit, that they compare them to, you know, Jeff and I will probably always say to you, well, always look at the television market size and you can kind of get a feel for what the overall market is.
Yeah,
and so let's be super honest. Cleveland, Minneapolis, and Detroit isn't that much bigger than we are. I'm just looking at the last poll or the last survey they did. Cleveland was ranked the 19th biggest television market. Again, and I say television market just because that's where we work, but that's how they determine how many people are in the area in some way, in your region, to kind of look at the way you want to look at things. Minneapolis is 15. I mean, they're in the same ballpark. Indianapolis is on the other side of us. They're at 25. So Cleveland's 19. Indianapolis is 25. If you want to take out Akron and Canton, then the line in the story is correct. But no one does that. Everyone calls it Cleveland, Akron, Canton. So it is what it is. A lot of things going on here. Let's get some feedback. So let's talk to Tony in Sugar Falls. He's been hanging out for a while. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Tony.
Hi. Doing good. I wanted to weigh in on this. I'm a commercial real estate specialist, and that report is 100% spot on. And here's why.
I just told you a part. It wasn't like talking about the DMAs there. That's in the Indianapolis part is incorrect.
No. That part is okay. I'm talking about the report that indicates or the Haslam's intent to build an entertainment retail-based development around it. That will never happen. That is not a viable site for that type of development. It just isn't. And
Just tell me why. Tell me why. That's all.
Well, because it's Brook Park, Ohio. What's there now? Industrial buildings, strip clubs. It doesn't.
There's hardly
lend
a strip. I was a younger person, I would have known that. I don't think there's as many strip. I drive down Brook Park every once in a while. See a lot of car dealerships.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So and I'm in the business, and I represent restaurants and entertainment users. And they are in, out in the east side or far west side or downtown. And I don't think they wouldn't go there if you gave them the space for free. It just doesn't lend itself to that type of project. And that part of this development is a critical piece of this whole entire development is that additional, you know, entertainment lifestyle component.
Which, Tony,
it doesn't work.
Which the Haslams, if I'm not mistaken, have said they're paying for.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Well, let me tell you this. They got their study commissioned from a company in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So you were talking about.
Well, we got Dallas and Philly.
Yeah, but great. That's money out of their own pocket, and this is taxpayer dollars going to a Philadelphia company to do a survey, right? Right.
Right. I understand, but I think there'll be taxpayer dollars that'll go to fund the Dome Stadium part of that project, correct?
As of right now, it sounds that way. They want the state and the county, and I don't even know if the county doesn't even know Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. So what's it?
I think it's the state.
Realizes Brook Park's in Ohio. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I'm crazy. Mike is in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
For 24 years plus, they've been talking about redeveloping the lakefront, and that's one of the larger portions. Why are they so silent now when it comes to the Browns, when they could have that prime piece of land to redevelop into more parks?
In other words, tear down the stadium and put something else there?
Land?
Yeah, they want to tear everything else down on the lakefront, the airport, the Port Authority, everything else across the land, across the shoreline. Why don't they tear that down and make more park for that?
Mike, I agree with you. I've not understood this. Does keeping a stadium there help with developing the lakefront? If it would, then why hasn't it happened in the last 25 years?
Well, correct, because right. you can't get in and out of it very well. You still fight. They've been talking about a pedestrian bridge now forever, which they haven't built, which costs $50 million plus. That they don't have, which is why it hasn't been built. So you would eliminate, if you went out to Brook Park, you eliminate all that parking hassle, you eliminate walking all over the place to get in and out of the stadium, having to park in the Port Authority, and then there'd be nice parking and a park for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Science Center.
It's tough to park down there. I agree.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Mike. The one thought here, and going back to our previous caller as well, a project like that's not viable in Brook Park. Okay, people won't come. Well, how do you know? I mean, If you build something really cool, I'm not going Field of Dreams on you here. If you build something really cool, maybe it brings people, right? Isn't that the idea?
Do you know what?
And here's the other thing, Andy. If the city of Cleveland thinks that that's such a great thing, then how about if you find the land here and have the Haslams build that here? If you think it's something that is viable, build it in Cleveland. Okay, now that's where of cooperation is going to have to happen, and you're going to have to talk to them. I don't know that the Haslams think something like that's viable in Cleveland.
Why would if the city's going to do a commission to kind of, you know what, all over the thing, why would the Haslams even want to deal with the city?
Well, that's a really valid point, Andy.
And I'm going to ask you this. So in Columbus, where Nationwide Arena is, where that whole arena district is,
yeah.
Do you know what that was before?
Tell me.
I mean, you can tell me anybody in their right mind in Franklin County, although they had forethought down there when they were rebuilding their freeways and figuring out what they were going to do down by Twin mm-hmm. Rivers Road and stuff. They knew where that what they were going. That land was a prison.
What was Gateway?
It was an old market.
Yeah, that was sitting there.
But no one would want to go to that. I just listen to this. All right, we'll take more of your phone calls. We'll talk more about the story in a second. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.